The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 4th of March, 2020, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. You may hear me trying to catch my breath. That's because the producer played that song, man. I love that song. I may or may not have been dancing in the studio before the show began. But I'm also dancing because I'm looking forward to today's show. I am expecting two sets of guests today, two fabulous conversations, two important conversations, and I am looking forward to it. So until we get there, let's do a little housekeeping. Let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. New Providence, Grand Bahama, Sensal, Vador, and the rest of the Family Islands, four different categories. So there are four winners, four prizes available. To win the prize, I need two pieces of correct information. The government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Those two pieces of information, when you call the show, you're going to say, I'd like to play the game. Eventually, I'll transfer you back to the producer. You'll give the producer your name, the student's name, the grade that the student is in, and the answers that the student has researched and found. This competition has been organized by Mr. Dennis Carlton. Uncle Dennis, we call him. I don't want to say favorite audience member, but of course he's one of my favorites. He put together a whole competition for young people and decided to host it on my show, so I am loving this relationship. Also, the recycling drive, T-shirt and magazine recycling drive continues. You can contact me here at The Guardian or on social media for information, details, pickup, drop-off, delivery. Also, still up at Ponciana Paper Press, the art show, The Earth Breathes Every Season, a product of the Lucayan Archipelago 2026 Artist Residency in collaboration with Panza Fresh Milk in Barbados and Ponciana Paper Press in the Bahamas. The show is up at number 12 Parkgate Road, Ponciana Paper Press, featuring artists Tracy Asing from Trinidad, Carol Sorindo from Dominica, Natalie Willis Wiley from from the Bahamas. We're sharing her with Grand Bahama right now, and Lisa Codella, who we also sharing with Grand Bahama right now. Also, on Friday, a fantastic event is taking place at the University of the Bahamas, the launch of the second United Nations Decade for People of African Descent. This event has been organized by University of the Bahamas, Equality Bahamas, Bahamas National Reparations Committee, and the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. The Haitian Restitution and Reparatory Justice in the Bahamas and the Region. That's this Friday the 6th of March, 2026, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. The Performing Arts Center, Keva M. Bethel Building, Oaksfield Campus, University of the Bahamas. And there will be a range of speakers from the UN Permanent Forum for People of African Descent, local advocates, activists, policy makers. It's going to be a wonderful event. So, still waiting for our first guest to show up. We got a little time. So I know you all want to talk about this thing in the paper last night, the PM Davis's national address on the GBPA ruling. We're going to read from today's Nassau Guardian. Like, in this moment, I feel kind of unprepared because I feel a conversation like this must be framed properly. But I still am uncertain how to frame this conversation. It should be easy, right? It should be easy to frame a conversation like this. But it is far more difficult than it should be. Why? Because there's just so much, it appears, this is just my opinion. I'm not a policymaker. The whole exercise has been obfuscated, right? Like, it's been confused with posturing. A whole bunch of posturing, right? And I wonder, why is it with all of these major national projects and initiatives, right? There's such a lack of clarity. And then when you delve into it, it appears there's a lack of clarity because of how it has been framed. Why would the government frame an initiative like this, like a fight, like a battle? Why would you frame it and identify members of your country, people in your country, entities in your country, as enemies? Right? Because here's why that's important, right? Because eventually everybody becomes your enemy. Anybody who's not working lockstep with whatever your plan is your enemy. But how could the citizens that you represent, that you work for, how could they be your enemy? Here's the next thing. See, because I realize we stopped teaching this principle. If you perceive the citizens as your enemy, that means you perceive your employers as your enemy. Corinne Mitchell told me a long time ago, the Bahamas is a free to quit state. You are free to walk off your job at any time. And an act of integrity is walking off the job, leaving the job, resigning, right? Quitting before you take your frustration out on the job, before you allow your discomfort, your displeasure, or what you perceive as breaches, right? Maybe you perceive them as breaches in the law. Before you allow to tarnish your integrity, you're free to quit. You're free to go home at any time. And so it's not just disheartening, right? Because disheartening suggests a personal opinion. It is problematic at a national level that the state, right, that the administration that is responsible for governing at this time continues to frame A, the people, and B, the opposition whose job is also to represent the people in a, right? They're the opposition. Especially the people who oppose what it is that you may be seeking to establish or accomplish. It is problematic and detrimental to national development that the state keeps engaging in conversations that frames citizens and legitimate state actors as enemies. See, because here's the thing. If me and you in a court case, right? If me and you in a court case, and the court makes a ruling, which of me and you, me or you, right, which of us has the authority to tell the public what the judge meant by their ruling? See, because if me and you, Rowan, and we end up in court, you're not going to take my word for it. You're not going to take my interpretation of the judge says that I'm correct. So why not create an independent mechanism to ensure that we could avoid all conflicts of interest and perceptions of conflict of interest? Let's, I see the light going. I'm coming to you right now on the phone line. Thank you for your patience. As a text, no sensible person puts any veracity to what the PLP and PM says. It is what it is at face value. The lies, misspoke, and deception is disgraceful. I'm not going to go as far as to say the lies and the deception, right? We're not going to go that far. But what we are going to say is that there's far too much talent. There's far too much talent, skill, and expertise available to the government to have to rely on this framing for everything. Let's go to the phone line. Oh, I'm sorry I lost you, caller. I am sorry that I lost you. So we're going to read from... line lit up again. Let's go. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm giving thanks. You know, Ms. Green, I'm tired of these, technocrats gaslighting us, right?
Hold on, stick a pin. Stick a pin just for a second. The technocrats in the conversation.
See, I heard him think like C. Allen, right? He wants to advocate Singapore and Dubai on us, right, the way they do things. So why have a rule by seven hereditary leaders? That's the sovereignty they have. Their election is about it. They lack advisors. A ruler don't have to adhere to what they advise. Their advice.
Okay, I got you.
Understand me? They advise our government and effect policies on...
So pause. Hold on.
On utilities in this country without even doing a study.
Okay, pause. See, you identified C. Allen Johnson. He's not a technocrat.
Man, you can't tell him. You're telling me that an AI technocrat?
No, that's not what technocrat means. Okay, he could be an AI expert. Right? Hold on. He could be an AI expert in the private sector that offers information to the public with no problem. He's a public advocate for technological advancements and ethics and development, right? But a technocrat, see, Davis is a policymaker, right? The PS is an administrator, right? Then you may have experts. The technocrats are the experts in the ministry that actually do the work. That's why I asked you to slow down for a minute so we could clarify terms.
So please address these experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who drive the policies? You know what I mean? The policies, the mandate of our governments. The saying, curiosity killed the cat. I can like to tell them, search engine AI said the cat, resurrect the cat. You understand what I'm saying? You don't take these people's advice for gospel. You use AI, common sense.
Okay, so I got you. Pause for a second.
See?
Hold on, pause. Pause. Just pause for a second. Because I think we sort of confusing kind of what happens in governance. I am under the impression that you think that the policymakers take the word of the expert as the final word. Did you hear the Prime Minister's, one of his most recent speeches where he addressed AI, right? And he said something like this. I know I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the article in front of me. He said something like, I suspect there are a multitude of opportunities that could be available for Bahamians in the AI realm. You heard that? That's a very sound paraphrasing. Like, I am under the impression that there could be possibly a large number of opportunities for Bahamians in AI. Technocrats don't speak like that. In fact, it's 2026. The technocrats know exactly what the opportunities are that are available for Bahamians. That's a policymaker with limited vision, right? The vision is limited to the expediency of their political agenda right now. Because how in 2026 could you open your mouth and say, I think Bahamians could possibly benefit from AI? Right? Those are not the words of technocrats. So it's important to not lay blame where it should not lay. To what extent, right? To what extent are the policies that are enacted driven by the expertise of the technocrats in the ministries? What I've been looking at for the last, let's just call it 30 years, for the last 30 years is, how could it possibly be? How could it be so? How could we have all of this talent and technical expertise in this country? See, I'm looking at the Guardian headline, it says government loses $357 million claim against G. And I'm rehearing all of the talk that went on yesterday in the local media. Right? And I'm saying to myself, it's a very simple question. What has this administration or successive administrations, let's just say over the last 20 years, let me be easy, over the last 20 years, have any of those administrations shown you anything that garners the confidence that this is a project, right? Like assuming more control and authority in Grand Bahama, that this is something that they could do. Like, what, even if it were a complete and total win for the government as they are painting it, is that something really that we're going to be celebrating right now? Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to begin transitioning to a break. Good morning. Oh, good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Miss Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, boy. I don't know to the phone line. But I want to say this as we begin our transition to the break. With all the spinning that took place yesterday, with all the PRing and spinning that took place yesterday, It's unfathomable to me that the judges in the court sending the prisoners back to the prison because their clothes not washed. All of this spinning and PLP doing and y'all can't figure out. You telling me that the prisoners have to wait until the new budget to get their clothes washed? The extent to which people jumped out of the woodworks to critique, not the ruling, you know, but to critique unfavorable responses to the ruling. And I want to ask these people, how did you read the ruling so quickly? How you read it so quickly? Anyway, I told y'all, we're going to start having more conversations about functional literacy and what it means and how to improve, right, your literacy. Because let me tell you about difficult reading. Those documents require a literacy level that most of us don't have. And I'm telling you, when I'm reading it, I'm sitting there with my notepad, sometimes struggling, right? So I just wanted to know, like, how you all dissect all of that so quickly, but can't figure out how to use your turn signal and stop at a stop sign. You know? Anyway, we're going to the break. When we come back from the break, we got an exciting guest in studio. I'm looking forward to it. So you guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let me tell you one thing.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
What? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe Girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The following is a paid political message.
Out to Kalani. For you. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah. pavement, herringbone and bread. I don't want to live nowhere else, even when I'm dead. Eyes are behemoth, and I always live. If you want me there by night, better tell me come 8. See, eyes are behemoth, and I don't like say.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with, listen, I'm going to tell you all something. Y'all on the clock right now with Erin Bernadette Green. See, some of y'all don't know who Erin is. And some of y'all don't know who Bernadette is. But you know who knows who Bernadette is? Queens College knows who Bernadette is. And joining me in studio today, I have a representative from Queens College. Now, listen, I don't know if they're from the PTA. I don't know if they're from the high school or the junior school. I don't care. I just love it when I have QC with me in here. Good morning. Hold on. Good morning, QC Comets, Sackers, and my fellow Bahamians. Because what is the right? Like, what is the rivalry? What is life without a good rivalry? And so, good morning, Sackers, from the Queens College Comets. How y'all doing? Also, good morning to the Hugh Campbell Basketball Classic, where Queens College came second runner-up, first runner-up on the BAISS side, on the private, but CI Gibson Rattlers say, yeah, they see QC on the radar. They rate us. Uh-huh. They rate us. They laugh. They giggle a little bit, but they rate us. So good morning, ma'am. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Akeisha Knowles-Smith, and I am the School Development Coordinator at Queens College.
Good morning. Now, when I was there, I mean, I think we had a Student Development Coordinator, but that's not what we called them, right? I remember one, Mr. Roberts, mm-hmm. right, the headmaster, and his student development gimmick, right, was very effective. Whenever he saw a student, he would refer to them either as, you know, gentleman or lady, right? And later on, he said, you know, because I'm reminding you of who you are. This is also who you are and who you could be. So don't ever forget it. And see, I have a friend who's passed away now, QC Comet, class of 1994, LeVar Pratt Fisherman. Mm-hmm. And he called himself LeVar Pratt, the Nassau Rat. But ain't nobody had more manners mm-hmm. than Mr. Pratt, right? He was respectful, understood the importance of community, of intergenerational engagement and respect, right? And the things he learned at QC, rest in peace, LeVar Pratt. Mm-hmm. And let's take a moment to say, rest in peace, and condolences to the family of Darius Anwala, who passed recently. He was the class of 1992 head boy. And rest in peace and condolences to Julian Fowkes, who was an English teacher and a stalwart, he's a long time member of the QC family and community. Yes. Okay, Mr. Fowkes' memorial was held this Saturday, just gone, and Anwala's memorial a few Saturdays ago. And we say again, condolences to the family, and let's take this moment to remind each other to keep space for each other and to always hold each other in prayer and acknowledgement. So, Ms. Knowles-Smith.
Yes.
Big things happening at QC.
Big things happening.
And I excited.
Yes.
Tell us about it. Where do we start?
Okay, so this year the school is celebrating 136 mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm.
So 136 years, our 136 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we have our Leadership Day coming up this Friday.
Okay.
And on Saturday, we are bringing the entire Queens College community and inviting the entire Bahamas to come on out and support our Comet Fest just before we head to BAISS.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Listen.
So we have a lot going on up on Village Road.
Okay. Friday, the 6th of March, 2026, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Jeffrey Brown Auditorium, under the theme Thriving Together, Peace Begins With Me.
Yes.
All right. Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I am good. Thank you. How you do?
Right now, man, I have a question for your guest, right?
Yes.
Question. Which school is the biggest cult? QC or Sox? I ask him this, right? Because only people in QC and Sox have been out of school for approximately 100 years and still talk about their time in grade 12.
Okay, so what should... That's not me choking. That's me trying to not go to, you know, the dark place for laughing at that joke. All right, so let's look at it technically. I'm so glad you hang up now. It's only me risking going to the dark place interrogating this. Technically, right, the QC is a part of the Methodist family, and SAC is a part of the Catholic family, right? And it would be no surprise to me if SAC said the Catholic family is bigger than the Methodist family, so we win that. That's no surprise to me, right? But you have to understand the culture, right, of the culture of education and academia. School, for many people, high school, right, that not tertiary, but secondary education, right? For many people, their academic pursuits stop at secondary school, right? They may do some continual training. They may do some technical training. But for many people, university life ends, you know, school, academia kind of ends at high school. But why are we discounting the very important foundational and formative experiences that people have in high? These are the times and experiences that frame who we are. And see, yes, we grow as we become adults, but that growth is built upon who we are in high school and when we leave in high school. These are very important times, and I'm impressed by the support that SAC gives its students, right? Preparing them for this real, real world, because it gets hard. And trust me, y'all know when y'all find out when you have your first child and you're not prepared, it gets hard. And schools like SAC and QC aim not just to prepare people academically, but socially and holistically for life. So I don't want my SACers to get a little sensitive, because what they're doing is real work. You know, and that's why, even though the big news today is GBPA, I was excited to have two youth-oriented guests on this morning to talk about important stuff, right? Not just literacy and why understanding where your literacy level is important, because yes, you left school, high school, and you can read. Most of us are still reading between a sixth grade and an eighth grade level. But when it comes to dissecting complex and technical legal and, right, like maybe medical, structural information, we are unable to interpret and dissect with absolute clarity, right? Because the education that we got prepared us for not the whole world, right? So that's why we also have to focus on young people. I'm so excited to have QC in the building.
Yes.
Okay, so Leadership Day, Friday the 6th of March, theme Thriving Together, Peace Begins With Me. Who can come and what should they expect?
So we have extended invitations to parents, and we typically have our Queen's College Board, the alums, and they have a list of persons that would usually come, but this year we're honing in closer on the community.
Okay.
So like the Queen's College community, mm-hmm. and so every other year we would open it up to the general public, but this year we're keeping it at home.
All right. So do I need to wear my school uniform or a piece of regalia to be able to come in as a QC alum? Like, so, how do I identify myself if I'm alum?
Well, green.
Okay.
Green. That's the color. And we're this actually today at the school, we're celebrating Spirit Day. And so we are painting the school campus green.
Okay.
And for the remainder of the week, we are going to be wearing green straight into BAISS next week.
What? Okay, see, I don't know if you know, but my last name is Green.
Yes.
I belong there. Okay, so Spirit Day,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday the 4th.
Yes.
We paint the place green, uh-huh. and then Comet Fest.
Yes.
Is on Saturday.
The big to do. So this is our annual event, mm-hmm. where we bring our entire community together. And it is a fundraiser for the school. However, it is more so the opportunity for us to get our alums, parents, students, and even our friends of Queen's College to come together and fellowship and mm-hmm. focus not only on the accomplishments, but what we intend to do for the future Legendary Pass, focus on the Legendary Pass, mm-hmm. and the glorious future that that is ahead of us. And so we are very excited about what's happening this year. We have a lot of activities planned for the children, for families. We have a section where alums are able to, they're going to be able to come on out and spend some time and just take a visit back to campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an area assigned for them where they'll be able to hang out.
This is mm-hmm. where the bleachers are and the trees are and the shade is. That part right there?
Very close.
Okay. Listen, and y'all have a... Don't let this be another year and y'all don't have an adult bouncing castle. Y'all have an adult bouncing castle?
We have everything.
Okay,
we're
going to
have everything.
All right. Yes. You got the bookstore?
We have the inflatables. We've got the bookstore. We're going to have a dance. We're going to have a primary school dance. We're going to have a high school dance. We're going to have some plushies. We're going to have rides. It's going to be amazing.
You're
going to
have those inflatables where the kids could jump on them and ride them?
Yes.
See, because I told Sawyer Boy I need a mutton from Long Island. And he said he's not going to bring me a mutton until he see if I could ride it or not. I come in. Sawyer yes. Boy, wait for the video. The video come in. Okay, so traditional hoopla, bookstall, QC paraphernalia.
Really?
All right, and then one of the staples, the grill out.
The grill out, yes.
How do I get my tickets?
So we have tickets available at our Galaxy bookstore.
Okay.
Also in our accounts office. And what we have done, we have been inviting persons if they want to collect in groups, they can reach out to me directly.
Okay.
If they want to purchase tickets in groups for perhaps their organization or their office staff or just as like class groups, if they would want to purchase tickets, they can reach out directly to me, Akeisha Noel-Smith, or they can call the school at the accounts office or the Galaxy, and we will have them prepared and ready for you to just come pick up and easy.
Now,
easy process.
QC pick up some championships since last year.
Yes.
You got some new t-shirts?
So we have some new things on the way. Everything is going to be out there on Friday. We do have some PTA squad shirts,
mm-hmm.
dry fit. They're really nice. They're really comfortable, and we have those available. They will also be on sale. And we also have Queen's College gibbets. So
for the Crocs and for the ting
Crocs,
and ting.
Yes, for the Crocs.
Okay.
So we have gibbets for each house. And
hold
also,
on, I can get one for Heath?
Yes, you can get one for Heath.
Okay. I'm very happy.
Yes, so we have the gibbets available. We have the school crest. And we will have a lot of paraphernalia available out there. We also have a mermaid that's going to be coming and swimming to entertain the little ones. So it's going to be an exciting day.
I don't like these young people cutting in on my market, you know. Listen, Ike, I'm so glad you're here. I already put in two proposals.
Yes.
The first is for the mascot.
Because
QC need a live mascot,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And when I was in the office submitting my proposal, I sneak another proposal.
Uh-huh.
And a little boy, little primary school boy say he can put on a media
uh-huh.
a media outfit. And he just goes, zoom. He just could be running, zoom, like fast. He was practicing right in the room.
Yes.
As stiff. Uh-huh. Stiff competition. I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay, so Comet Fest, we mm-hmm. start from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
All day on school grounds.
On the school grounds. And then mm-hmm. from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., we're going to have our high school dance.
I'm so glad you put high school in the front there. I got so excited just now. Okay, it's the high school dance.
The high school dance.
All right.
We will have security will be strictly enforced.
I know because I put in another proposal for security. Beulah Gal from from the Crime Stoppers commercial. Mm-hmm. Mom who put Johnny in the big boy washer. Loretta Butler. Y'all know why Loretta Butler.
Yes.
The woman who's lead the prime minister. Inside Gambier House, y'all wouldn't dare take a hand off his hand. That could be strict security out there. And half of y'all Grammy, I bring in your Grammy
yes.
to see how you behave. So who's going to be the DJ? Can you tell us who the DJ going to
so
be?
So we have Dion the Butcher, who's going to be DJ
top
for
class,
us.
Yes, top class.
Top class.
Dion is a QC Comet? He's an alum? Is he a parent of QC students?
Well, he's family. Let's put it that way. So
I swear.
He worked with us last year. And he's
okay.
back again, so we're excited about that. And we also have some upcoming students that will also be
working
along.
You got some new DJs,
yes,
some young DJs?
Who are going to be working along with us.
All right.
So it's going to be a fabulous day. Mm-hmm. We have the Royal Bahamas Defense Force band that's going to be out there.
What?
We have an exciting day. We have our we actually have a really good drumming team in the primary school, and we have a Comet Rush group. So we're going to bring out all of our talent, all of our entertainment, all of our performing arts musicians. It's just going to be a combination of activities. It's going to be really exciting. From morning straight into the evening. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great day.
Listen, here's what you do. If you got a walking chair, if you got one of them nice sling back, the chairs you could fold up and throw on your back, bring your chair.
Yes.
Bring your chair. And if you know, if you're a man and you're traveling with a woman, bring the chair here. Bring two. Bring two. Because as soon as you pop yours out, somebody can say, oh, that's a very nice chair. Let me test it out for you. They're so polite at QC.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Let's, is there an entry fee?
$2. It's a $2 entry
okay.
fee. And then we're going to have a number of vendors on the ground. So you're going to be able to maneuver throughout the entire on the grounds.
Yeah.
You'll be able to maneuver and whatever you want to purchase, whatever you see. We're going to have, like I said, paraphernalia. We'll have a number of food vendors. We'll have Conky Conk Fritters. We'll have lemonade. We'll have snow cone. So we will have pizza. We will have everything.
Hold on.
Out
you,
there.
You have the corn dog where they put the hot dog inside and then the cheese bits on the outside.
We're going to have everything. Vendors that are coming out, and they are so excited to be a part of Comet Fest this year. So you cannot afford to miss this event. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Okay. Okay. I am excited. So today is Spirit Day.
Spirit Day at the school.
Now, look here. Is it too late for somebody, some kind benefactor to drop some paint off or to call the school and say, look here, I just put $200 on one account at the paint store. Come pick up whatever type of paint you need. Is it too late for that?
Absolutely not. We are always open to community support. And
okay.
I say that because we go above and beyond, and it's everything that we do is always centered around our students and around ensuring that we can maintain a standard of excellence. And so we are open to donations. We're always open to that because, like I said, we go above and beyond,
mm-hmm.
and we are soaring to higher heights and thriving together. So yes, if persons would love to donate, or if persons are not able to attend the stakeout but they would love to support, you can feel free to reach out to our office. You could call the business office, or you can reach out to me directly.
Okay.
807-0769. And I would be more than happy to assist with tickets, with donations, and everything is going to go towards our fundraising initiatives, our development projects, and everything that we do at the school to ensure that Queens College remains in and on top.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Sock, we like seeing you all up there,
yeah.
at the top. You know, it's lonely up there by ourselves.
Yes.
We love it when you pop in. In fact, to all of the schools.
Yes, everyone.
To
invited.
All of the schools, mm-hmm. right? A rising tide lifts all boats.
Correct.
And the work that the schools do is not just to grow their schools, but to grow a culture of appreciation for education
mm-hmm.
in the country generally. And that's how students who don't go to a school can benefit from what's happening at that school, right? And so in that same sort of vein, Ms. Noel Smith, a little birdie informed me in the break that you are also a part of the Rotary family.
Yes.
Man, let me beg you, let me beg you a few minutes, because I was expecting Rotary to come on, and they have another big and exciting event that's youth-centered and oriented as well, called
mm-hmm.
Dream Dare Do.
Yes.
Right? It is taking place Friday, the 6th of March, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening?
It is.
Okay.
At Access Suites.
Okay.
Accessible Suites out west. There is a cover charge for that.
Okay.
But it's something that's going to be very exciting, and it's something where you can grow. And this is something also to support the Rotaract Club of, that's a Rotaract Club of East Nassau.
Okay. So listen, let me do a little reading about Rotary, right?
Go ahead.
Rotary is a global network of more than 1.2 million neighbors, friends, leaders, mm-hmm. and problem solvers who see a world where people unite and take action to create lasting change across the globe, in our communities, and in ourselves. And like just from the beginning, right?
Because
here's why. you are more likely to turn to a neighbor or a friend or a leader, someone who leads you for advice, as opposed to going in the phone book and say, well, who is the best person for this? And so just the framing of the relationship, right, is awesome. Rotary International sponsored. Okay, so standing for Rotary in Action, this grouping here connects over 173,000 members. So this tier of the program in 7,500 plus clubs worldwide to solve local problems, build leadership network. They are hosting an entrepreneurship panel entitled Dream Dare Do on March 6th, featuring speakers Adriana Fox, co-founder of the Fox Group of Companies, Ethan Quant, founder of Lifestyles Digital Media Group, and this is the first time I've ever read this name, but I've seen this young man all over the place, Nanaim Fernanda, who is the founder of Prosper, Prosper Investment Platform, and there'll be even more guests joining. So it's an entrepreneur event for young people, and I am excited. Let me tell you why. Because I got a company.
Yes.
Raccoons and Chickjannies. We could do anything, man. We could do anything, and I'm glad to see people building a space so that young people could start off just like that. I could do anything, right? I could do anything. So it's taking place at Access Suites. Do people need to register for the event?
Yes, there is a registration fee right here, and the entry fee is $20. Okay. So it's a $20 entry fee. At One West Plaza, Access Co-Worker Suites.
All right, One West Plaza. That's that nice plaza between the airport and Old Fort Bay.
Correct.
Yep, yep. Okay, One West Plaza. That's really, really interesting. See, young people, this is the space, right, where what you learn in school, the academics, as well as the other sort of soft skills, right? And then you tie them in with the exciting ideas that you have, right? But I think the most important, empathy, right? Because an entrepreneur tries to solve problems for people, right? And success requires an empathy that helps you to understand what the problem is so you can build the most effective solution. Oh, man. So, Mrs. Noel-Smith, you just everywhere. I learned a little bit about Rotary.
Yes.
There are a number of tiers and layers. Now, when I was in Rotary, it was just high school. In fact, you couldn't be junior. You had to be high school to participate in, I think it was called Rotaract at the time. At the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about the tiers that exist now.
So you have Rotary.
Right.
That's the umbrella, and that's at the top of the tier. And then after under Rotary, you have Rotaract. The Rotaract Club, that would consist of young professionals and college students.
Okay.
You also have Interact, that's typically high schoolers. And then we also have here in the country and worldwide, Early Act. So those are primary school students where we focus on kindness and we give them an early introduction to Rotary and Rotary, what Rotary stands for.
Mm-hmm. I love the tiering.
Yes.
Because a young professional or college student may at first feel slighted, right? That, I'm not in Rotary. But having a special category means that you have greater access to opportunities. You don't want to be 2 years out of college competing with somebody who's 20 years out of college, right? It just is unfair because you have less to bring to the table. I love it. And the empathy that is obviously present in the institution. Now, how do I, as a school, how do I get one of these programs in my school?
So, at Queens College, we have an Early Act Club, and we also have Interact, that is sponsored by one of the clubs.
Okay.
So, a club would identify a school, or if there is an interest, they would be able to sponsor that club. And the only requirement would be for you to have a Rotarian advisor working along with someone on staff who's also not just affiliated but connected to Rotary, and a Rotarian for us to ensure that the work that begins can continue.
Okay.
So we need someone on staff that is a Rotarian or working with Rotary, and someone that is from the major club, and a Rotary club just needs to sponsor the school.
All right. So for QC parents who may be listening now, mm-hmm. and they were unaware that there were a couple of programs in the school, what do they do to make sure their kid is participating in this program? What should they tell their kid? What are the instructions they're going to give them?
So the club in Queens College, it was founded a long time ago, but we recently reactivated and got it restarted this year. And so what we do, we meet every first and third Monday in the month, and we are following all of the themes in Rotary. So last month was about peace and conflict resolution, peace building and conflict resolution. And we focus on being a buddy and not a bully.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this month is all about water, sanitation, and hygiene. So we're focusing on sensitizing our kids to ensuring that they're not wasting water,
yeah.
making sure that we have clean water and we have an appreciation for clean water and giving back to persons that may be in need.
Mm-hmm.
And this past Monday, our little clubbers, they worked on a project. We did a water drive where they were wrapping water bottles that they are preparing to donate to organizations, and what we are preparing for a special community service project that's going to be hosted next month for not just Rotary, but Early Acts. So at our school, we meet every first and third Monday in the month.
Okay.
But it is an awesome organization, and it is awesome for the children to be able to have an early foundation about learning about kindness, learning about service, learning about giving back. And in Rotary, our motto is service above self.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a good feeling to see that where kids may have struggled with kindness or struggle with sharing, that you get them into a setting and you expose them to the work that Rotary does.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are different tiers. And so if you do this, you can then go on to the next level. Exciting to see how excited they are to render service and to give back as well.
Absolutely. And we appreciate any entity that reinforces the important rules of life and the social contract, right? Because kids go to school, they get lessons. Kids go to church, they get lessons. But in between school and church is the road.
Yes.
And the things they see and learn on the road, right? The positives, we have to constantly reinforce the positives. That's your job as an adult.
Yes.
To constantly reinforce the positives, right? And sometimes kindness is a stern face, mm-hmm. a firm hand, and a heart full of grace and empathy, right? Sometimes that's what kindness looks like, right? Let us give these children every opportunity we had, and the opportunities we didn't, but we wished we had, and the opportunities we didn't even know existed. That's what I'm a benefactee of. I benefited from that. Even if I didn't do so well in grammar, I benefited, right, from the empathy that was poured out and the grace that was poured out over me in the QC setting, in the Methodist setting, in the Anglican setting, even in the Catholic setting. Sakas, I ain't gonna never forget y'all, right? For real. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, Miss Noel Smith, to have you here. Rotary, y'all owe Miss Smith and QC a lunch. Thank you for representing them and their activities so very well. Let's go through the list. Dream, Dare, Go. Entrepreneurship panel hosted by Rotary Friday, the 6th of March. Time?
That's going to be 6:30.
6:30, One West Plaza. You're looking for Access Suites. That's the co-working space.
Sorry,
6 o'clock it starts. Don't be late. Then we have today, Spirit Day at QC. We're doing up the place. It's all green. I'm going to go visit to give you all a reference of green.
Uh-huh.
Leadership Day is Friday. Thriving Together, Peace Begins With Me, Friday the 6th of March, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Jeffrey Brown Auditorium. And then Comet Fest, and the big dance. Listen, me and Mum Dem, we waking security.
Yes.
We waking it, buddy. And so you'll be on your best behavior. And young children, learn to heel and toe right now.
Yes.
Learn to heel and toe right now. Anyway, Ms. Noel, it's been a pleasure. QC in the building. And to the rest of the BAISS family, all the secondary and private schools in the country, all and the public schools, right? We say good morning. It's good to see you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You
Thank
guys,
you too.
Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
I love to compete, but when my side lose, I say they cheat. See, eyes of Bohemian, and I like the Vins. I like the Lakers too, but only when they win. Ha! Eyes of Bohemian, shopping is a thing. Go Miami for 2 days, come back talking with slang. See, eyes of Bohemian, I come with a price.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.